saw Sikhandi and refused to fight, knowing she was once a woman. That moment, Arjuna struck him with arrows, piercing him into a bed of pain. The undefeated warrior had finally fallen, not by strength, but by fate and justice. This proves that sometimes revenge is more powerful than even the greatest warriors. Do you think Bhishma was right to follow his vow? Comment your thoughts. The secret of Krishna's death, a hunter's arrow. Krishna, the divine strategist, guided the Pandavas to victory. But did you know his own death was predicted? After the war, Gandhari, in her grief, cursed Krishna. Just as my sons died, your entire Yadav clan will destroy itself. Years later, Krishna's people fought among themselves and wiped each other out. Heartbroken, Krishna went to meditate under a tree. At that moment, a hunter named Jara saw his moving foot and mistook it for a deer. He shot an arrow, piercing Krishna's foot, the only vulnerable part of his body. As Jara ran to apologize, Krishna smiled. "It was destined," he said, and left his mortal body. The man who guided destiny itself, in the end, was defeated by destiny. Do you think this was the fate of karma? Tell me in the comments. The forgotten warrior who could have ended the war in one